listen, don't mention the war. I mentioned it once, but I think I got away with it all right. So, it's all forgotten.
All right, welcome back to DMTF number 73. Don't mention the foosball. My name is Patrick. Here today with me, we have Jan. Hello, Jan.
Hello from sunny Berlin on May Day.
Riot
holiday.
Day. Yes.
Workers unite.
Yes, absolutely. And we also have Simon. How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm very well in sunny old Sussex in near the south coast. Yes, and have a blessed Beltane, anybody that believes in that kind of thing.
Awesome. Sounds good. Sounds good. And here it's sunny as well, but yes, I'm stuck here working, so this is awesome. So apologies for the radio silence, but we will try and regroup and, you know, be more, out of context. That would sound weird, but we will try and be more regular in the future.
Consistent was the word I was actually.
Yes, yes. Yeah, consistent, yeah. We've been consistently shit lately. Like
say, when
club.
You're talking about being regular, I thought you sort of meant you have to take some syrup or figs or something. To,
well, that's to, what I meant by out of context. There you go. But okay, so yeah, let's try and do a sort of a recap over the past few weeks, I guess. Jan, what do you have in mind for us?
I think we would just take every match day, 10 minutes per match, and then we'd be done by Saturday, right? Sunday?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah,
I mean, let's not do that.
I think we left in a okay. We had was doing okay, not too well, not too bad. And then some things happened, and now we have a new coach. And
yes.
We were really down at some point. I mean, everybody was scared about possible demotion to the Dritte Liga. Yeah. And now we are where we are.
Yeah, didn't we have a six-match winless streak at some point with
possible? Yeah, I just looked at there were four losses in a row before he got canned.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
All very close. Like, I looked at two or three matches. Düsseldorf, they were up 1-0, and then there was a situation where had to stop playing because a player was lying on the ground, and then Düsseldorf scored the goal and stuff like that.
How often does that happen?
And I know I was always saying that Fjell is good idea, but I was absolutely wrong.
I mean, it did look good at the start. You know, lots of possession. We quickly noticed a lack of finish. But still, you know, I don't know. I was on board at the beginning as well. But the wheels fell off, and that was that.
And you have so much stuff going on. You had the injuries, and you had that cup match in, I think, December, where Hertha lost on a penalty in the last minute of the extra time.
That was a third round, I think, right?
It was a third round in Cologne, and Hertha was up, and then Seefeld got a red card in the 25th for shoving a player. Yeah.
Well, and then Fürth, luck for you.
Loss at Fürth, loss away in Münster. They lost to all these shitty clubs. That's a big thing. And I'm not sure if I want to get ahead of myself, but at home, Hertha has scored 13 points so far, worst home team in the league. And away, right now it's 27 points, best away team in the league.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds like a team that is more interested in looking good than actually, they want to, please their home fans. So they want to, be prettier or something, and it never works.
I don't know. I don't really. I absolutely don't know. There was maybe the time of the change of coach was a bit bad. They should have done this in the winter.
Yes,
but then
absolutely.
Leitl, the new coach, had just been let go right before the Christmas break, so maybe he wasn't ready to come along yet. And we have an old favorite of ours is now assistant coach.
Yes, I used to I'm be blanking captain. On his name right now. Mijatovic.
Yeah, Mijatovic. Andrei Mijatovic. Yeah,
okay. Woo! 10 points for me.
And they always stress that they should not see it as a relationship of him being the head coach and Mijatovic being the assistant, but more like Lytle does the offense and Mijatovic does the defense.
Ah, I didn't know that. Okay, that's interesting. Okay.
I didn't have a really...
He's got his work cut out for him then, hasn't he?
It's gotten better.
Well, I mean, yeah. we've been on a 6-match without a loss, I think, right?
Possible, yeah.
Or maybe 6 out of 7 or something?
When Lytle came in, there was a goalless match against Nürnberg. That was okay. Then the worst game of the season, 4-0 in Elversberg,
mm-hmm.
who just came up from the third league like last season, I guess. And and then you had that game in Braunschweig. That was the biggest turning point of the season, match day 26, when they won a whopping 5-1.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, and I think the biggest changes that Lytle did was in the second half of the Schalke game on match day 25, mm-hmm. when Hertha were getting their asses kicked. He switched it from a back 4 to a back 3, and that helped a lot for stability, because before, for example, Leistner is just too slow in certain situations, and with the 3 center backs, you have him in the back, and the other 2 young guys can go ahead and do some offensive stuff, and he will mm-hmm. still be there to cover for them. And they got way less goals against since that happened. And then he made the change to put Riese and to move Riese from the wing to the middle striker. Mm-hmm. And he's been scoring, I don't know, a couple of goals in the last few games. So that was
good. Sorry, you mentioned Leisner. He is signed for next season, right?
It's not nothing official.
Okay.
He said we first have to take care of staying in the league, and then he said something like, "Don't panic, we are talking."
Okay.
That's the current, and especially some of the signings that people already take for granted that have not even been announced. I mean, the only thing that has been announced officially is Maza to
Leverkusen. Right.
That's the only thing that's official.
That was on the on the screens of the U-Bahn about Maza. So,
and did people react at all?
Well, the last home game?
No, I mean on the U-Bahn about Reza Maza leaving.
Not that I know. I mean, I saw it, but I mean, a lot of people don't look at those screens, do they? Yeah. Really. Veronica's obsessed by them. We have to sit in a position where she can see those screens.
But most people like don't bother. It's like Fox News. I don't look at it. It's Welt and Bild. It's the worst in journalism.
Yeah, I know. It was kind of a joke, but it kind of fell flat. So my apologies.
Fuck's sake, man, you're amateur.
Yes, I am. All right. And okay.
I don't think you're alone in that, though.
We all are.
That's true. I'm very sure.
And yes. Okay. What else? That's it for today, tonight. Good night. Tonight.
Have a nice day.
Whoop. Simon is bailing on us. Okay.
He couldn't take the amateur comment.
Yes.
So rude.
How do you fuck that up?
Jesus. We have to get better.
Sound bites, or?
Yeah.
No, this is good. Do you recognize the movie?
No.
A History of Violence. That was
I only
William
watched
Hurt.
It when you watched it in the 90s. In
good movie.
It was on TV. Oh, God.
Good movie.
It's a good
sometimes
movie.
Sometimes it may be good, sometimes it may be shit.
Is that Gattuso?
Yes, it is. Well done.
Gattuso.
Sorry. All right.
We can go on. Long season, shitty decisions. But then it went way better than I thought, because we were all scared of being demoted. And then after Lytle had these three games, and then everything went not perfect, but they lost. They won three in a row, and they almost made it, broke a record from 2012 or something like that, or yes. 2013. Yeah. And then this away match at Ulm, where they were down and then went on to win it, where Zelke scored after a minute after the halftime.
Was it like Ulm, match day 30? Yes. Yes, I remember.
And the first scorer for Torsteinsson, finally.
Ah, okay. Yes. Yes.
I saw somebody with his name on the back of their shirt. On Friday, which
maybe
was,
maybe
yeah, it must have been a relative or something.
We're so easy to just say, he's crap, he's trash, he can't do anything. I remember when Kalou came in, everybody was like, he's the worst, only six goals, and then then Ibišević came in, he's doing much better now. Simon, which games did you attend?
Oh gosh, I can't remember now. I was at the last one.
Yeah, how was that?
Magdeburg. Yeah. Yes, and I got the little thing from Joel. Little dream catcher. Oh,
a dream catcher. Yeah, as Joel brought a dream catcher to Berlin for me to give to Simon, and then I kept forgetting. And I just gave it to him.
I think it was about 6 months ago, I think it was. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, anyway. He gave me one as well. I think it was in October.
Not that it matters at all, but yeah.
Joel, by the way, should be here next episode, just so we're clear. We didn't kick him off the show or anything.
Content.
We thought about it, but
no. Well, you know, after the Canadian elections, you know, time for a cleanup. Somehow I survived, you know. So, yeah.
Let's not get into politics, please.
No.
Yeah, no, yes,
that's too depressing.
That's a particularly deep
it's
rabbit
more
hole,
depressing
that one.
Than Hatta.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Although we did dodge a bullet. We did. Here.
Ooh. You can't just say that.
Of course.
Explain.
Well, I mean, the Liberals won, but for the longest time, the Conservatives were like in the lead.
Yes.
Big time. And then the US election happened, and then some time passed. And then we, you know, most of us, the ones with a brain, we realized, well, that's fucking shit. So why do we want a Trump-lite version running the country here? Fuck that.
Yeah. And running the country, doing heavy lifting here.
Trudeau resigned as well, because he had been there for too long, and it was, you know, time for a change. And the new guy used to be the head of the Bank of England.
That's,
I think,
right.
Was. Wasn't he the only non-British at that spot?
I know of. I think he did a pretty good job, but not that I really know what I'm talking about. But he sounded quite impressive, I think, when I've seen him speaking on the news here about you know, his thoughts on what Trump has been getting up to, and how Canada should, you know, sort of stand up for itself, and we should, you know, look to ourselves rather than, you know, worry about what some tangerine is doing south of the border. You know, he came across very, very well, I thought. He's a clever chap.
Yes, yeah. I mean, I think so. And despite all that, we barely won. It was way too close for comfort, but it's good enough. Mm. And that weaselly little beady-eyed fuckstain is probably going to leave forever. And he also lost his seat. Poilievre was not elected in his own district, which I thought was chef's kiss. And yes. Yeah, okay, I'm not gonna say anymore, but...
How are we getting back on topic now?
Yeah, sorry.
Canada and the US used to be friends.
Yes.
And Simon, were you at a Karlsruhe game with our friends from Karlsruhe?
Yes.
Was that a special atmosphere at the match?
Yeah. It was really positive. Yeah, I quite enjoyed it. I wanted to make sure that I was in town for that one. Very different feel to it. I mean, not that there's usually much in the way of argy-bargy that goes on at these games, but that was particularly nice because, loads of people had, they have a Hertha shirt on and a Karlsruhe scarf and all this kind of stuff. Oh, it was nice. It was really quite good. Quite
there
like
was
that.
No... Nothing. They moved the away block further to the other side because they always get a special treatment because they're not away fans.
Yes.
And I could go into the empty, almost empty away block and take pictures of the choreo they were doing.
Yeah.
But I have to say, from a Lotus standpoint, people got way too drunk, and I think it's maybe because they were thinking, okay, there's not an opponent or an enemy here. I can just let my hair down, and people
far too much.
Yeah. Drunk teenagers. I couldn't see drunk people for a couple of weeks after that. Really bad.
So that's why we didn't record.
Yeah. No. I was not drunk.
I know.
I see drunk people. You know that movie Sixth Sense?
Yes.
Oh, I made the biggest mistake after the match. I was like, oh, maybe I should just take the underground and not the S-Bahn. And I ended up, first we had to wait for quite some time, and the U-Bahn trains are just so much smaller compared to S-Bahn. And we got on there and was all drunk people. And then they were jumping, and then
the
train was moving. And then we had to stop at every stop longer. And at some point they said, oh, sorry, everybody has to get out. The train is broken. And then we had to walk from Ernst-Reuter Platz. I said, never again.
And so from Ernst-Reuter Platz to your place.
Yeah, I wanted to switch at Zoologischer Garten, so it wasn't that bad, but it was still...
Okay.
And I would feel it really bad for the other people. They were normal people, some girls, and we talked and said, hey, are you okay? Because they were really scared. I would be scared too. And I don't get how people just put stickers into trains all the time. I mean...
Yeah. Some of those trains after a game, they're absolutely covered.
Oh, did you know that
somebody's job must be to go along and remove all the stickers? Because I mean, it's just crazy sometimes, absolutely crazy.
There's a meme going around in Germany that's a totally destroyed Regionalexpress.
Okay,
from the inside, and people keep reposting that for every other thing, and there's always some person who doesn't know, and they keep switching the context. Like, oh, I saw these young people, and I saw these foreigners, and something, something, something. And then there's always somebody who doesn't know, and he just, oh, you can't say that. La, la, la. It's a joke. It's just a joke. It's really, it's like the ceiling is broken, and everything looks like shit. And
maybe they should. Yes. And maybe they should use those trains for the matches. Yeah, it's all it's all fucked up anyway. So you can stick all the stickers you want on them. It doesn't matter.
I mean, I've seen the barn is shit because they've been killing it for years and years and years. But just by convenience, I think the Olympiastadion is really great with the S-Bahn. You walk out, you have
four, five, six
different platforms. That's pretty impressive. Oh, and the Ringbahn is good again because one of the bridges was broken, and then they had to cancel the Ringbahn. Mm-hmm. So I had to go further. It was, and then Berlin, Germany, cars. I don't know.
Well, I'll be there in 4 months. So no, 5 months. So they have enough time to get their shit together. Yeah, as if. What?
I'm not sure that's long enough, Patrick.
No, that's not going to happen. I'm realistic. Okay. All right, so what's next?
What else? Nothing really happened. I mean...
Yeah.
In 6 months, nothing's happened, you're telling us.
No news, no nothing.
There was kind of a I'm not going to say clean up, but Zecker is gone.
Yeah.
And Thomas Herrich as well.
Thomas Herrich will leave at the end of the season.
Okay. And I wanted to ask you about that, Jan, because do you think, I mean, I've read a little bit on that, but he had been there for several seasons.
Who?
Herrich.
Herrich has been part of the club since 25 years.
Oh, okay. So there Ooh. You go.
I think he came from Sport 5 at some point, and then he switched from Sport 5 to Hertha. He mm-hmm. was working for Sport 5 with Hertha, and then he switched to Hertha. And since 2000, I'm not really... He's been at Hertha for a long time. I think 2013 or 16, he was part of the management board.
Mm-hmm.
And then after Preetz left and after Schiller left, he was the only one left.
Okay.
Who was from the old guard. And... So, of course, he had to go. They all had to go at some point. But he did some good stuff as well. I mean, he was really engaged. He's really...
That's the feeling I had. Overall, positive...
I mean, you know, he does a lot for Holocaust memorials and stuff like that. Whenever okay. something happens, he's there. I mean, I went to... There's an old... train platform or just the track, not the platform, in Moabit, and that's also a place from where they put the Jews on the trains or all the other people mm-hmm. on the trains. And I went there, he was there, and he always now comes to the there's a memorial for the old team doctor.
Yep. Hovitz,
he's always yes. there.
Yeah. Okay.
And he took over. I mean, he's been with the club for a long time, but he was responsible for this horrible summer when they went down and there was no money, and he worked really, really hard for them to get the license. And it was pretty hard. And they were talking about maybe not getting a license and going back down to the fourth league or something like that. So
yeah.
Did a lot of hard work there. And we should always not only complain about people, except for Frobi Bubic, there's nothing good to say. And yeah, take that. And
no argument here.
And the consensus among people is that both Zecke and Herrich were given the opportunity to step down themselves so they wouldn't get fired.
Okay.
Which is also okay. The some problems were, first, they didn't want to give an extension to Herrich when Kai was still alive. Then he got one. And then before the last members meeting, they extended the contracts for Zecke and for Benny Weber, which nobody really understood.
Okay.
Because they were about to, they could have voted in different,
people
for the board. And mm-hmm. So yes, but Zecke is gone now. So that's off the books. Herrich is gone. And we don't know about Weber, what's going to happen with Weber.
Would you like him to stay?
Probably, because I really like him. I have a hard time finding everything just shit. This is shit. His transfers were shit. Everything was shit. I mean, Zecke has amassed lots of power. He was actually just in charge of the academy and what they call the Lizenzspielerabteilung, which is the first team.
Mm-hmm.
But his power was way more than that. Some really good people left the academy, and he put people there who were
his buddies,
yeah, like George Boateng, who has no real, he put Ebert into the position he had.
Yes, yeah,
for people still asking why is he on that team. He has one
does
season.
He have his coaching license even.
I think he did 1 year of under 15 and that was it. So, yeah. Okay. And of course, they all have to live with the taken Fjell. That was, in hindsight, a big, big mistake.
Yes.
Probably. And they paid money for him. $400,000.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Jesus, I forgot.
Yeah, but somehow Leitl managed to not put too much. I think the whole system was too complicated for them. And he just made little changes, said, okay, we have to do something immediately. So he changed the defense to the three backs from the four backs. And then he put, he gave the keys to the offense to Reze and Şehan, and it's been working so far. And Hertha could have easily have won the last game if in the first or second minute, Reze just sees that there's a player next to him who's free.
But yes.
Yeah.
So stuff like that. I'm pretty happy with the coach. There were rumors of Jonas Bold, who used to be with HSV,
yes,
coming in, but it seems to not be coming. It's all nobody knows, but I'm at least happy. When the shit was hitting the fan in the league, there was an email saying that they're going to do a thorough analysis, or they even said schonungslos, which means that they would leave no stone unturned, and it's something people always say, nothing ever happens. And then you have Zeke stepping down and Harry stepping down before the season ends. It's pretty good. At least something is happening, but who knows what's going to come next.
Yeah. But as you mentioned, I think I forgot how many different managers we've had since 2019. I think
it's 14 or something like that. I had a list somewhere.
How can you expect?
Since 2019? Come on, I tried.
Okay.
Dade?
I mean, I cannot double check. I don't have the list in front of me.
Okay. Dade. Then Dade left because he was the bigger coach, and we had Ante Čović. Ante Čović left, and we had Jürgen Klinsmann. Oh, God! Klinsmann left.
I forgot about that. Oh, no.
It's just a shit show. Klinsmann left, and then we had Nuri. And then,
yes.
Then they had there was the break, and then we had Labbadia. Then Labbadia was gone, and they brought back Pal. Then Pal was gone when they were in 15th position or somewhere in an okay position, and then they put Typhoon Korkut.
Yes.
Which probably was the worst. And then we had Felix Magath.
Yes.
Who did the relegation. And then we had Sandro Schwarz, who was really good. He was just really, really unlucky. And then...
Do we still think that?
He was really unlucky with the results, yeah.
Okay.
He was a good coach. They just didn't win the games, and then they held on to him because he was
isn't it, if you don't win the games?
Bit of a problem.
I think they would have gone with him to the...
I wish it wasn't a problem, because that would suit Hertha really well.
They would have gone with him to the Zweite Bundesliga, but then they just had to let him go. And then we had Pal again, and after Pal we now had Fjell, and now we have Leite. How much was that?
That's very impressive that you can reel those up.
Yeah, like close to 10, I think.
See?
But Jesus. Yeah. So, how can you expect to build anything, you know, solid if you have a revolving door at the manager position? Mm-hmm. But this one, for now, seems to be okay.
I mean, the biggest joke is Hannover let him go because they were like 3 points away from the promotion, and they let him go because they didn't think it would happen. And the guy they hired is already gone now.
Wow. Okay.
It's not just us then.
Maybe we're lucky.
Jesus. Okay. Yeah. I was wondering why Hannover let him go. Because, was there any internal fighting with his staff, or I don't know?
I mean, they have Kind. That is always a problem. And they had a plan, three-year plan. And they were scared they would not, because the plan was they had to get promoted this season. That was part of their plan. And then they weren't happy. And then they kicked him out, and I really hope that for that reason, I really hope that they kick Hannover's ass on the last home.
Oh yeah, that's true. That's true. That's the last home
game. We will have a special correspondent.
Yes, yes, we will. Our friend Joel will be there.
The rest is surprise.
Ah,
okay, okay.
We'll see.
intriguing, but all right.
Intriguing. I hope Simon and I can still talk to him as normal.
Well, you know,
peasants.
Us mere mortals, I don't know. Patrick,
yeah.
I don't know if you've heard, but Maria is going to be doing the same thing for the next home game.
Okay. I didn't know.
No. Well, we saw her last weekend, so it came to light. So I can't really say what it is, otherwise it would spoil the surprise for the next time. So, but
does it have to do with a lifelong membership?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the original plan, and then I said maybe you can ask for another date because they can't expect you to be at that specific game when you're a couple of thousand miles away. Hmm. Right. Yeah. So, but Hertha is safe officially now. Mm-hmm. And with the Mazat transfer, they already made 12 to 14 million. So they don't have, they're not as much under financial pressure to sell people than before. And I have very slim hope that Riese might stay.
I think that's the...
The whole
that's
season...
The key. That might be the key to everything.
The whole season was just shit. I mean...
It's really without his presence. I mean, the amount of energy that guy's got is just insane, really.
Yes.
You know, we wouldn't really have any real attacking force if he wasn't there most of the time because he just runs around like a mad thing. Be interesting to know how many kilometers or whatever that he sort of he does because he's constantly sort of hammering up and you know chasing after the goalkeeper and all sorts of stuff.
But he's not defending that much, so it's not that much running. So he's not that good a defender.
If he's not dropping back so much, but
If we have someone to cover for that,
quite. If he could do an attacking job well, you don't want your main attacking threat, to be dropping back quite.
Yeah, but under Dade, there were situations where he would just stand at midfield and just look how the other team scores. So, so he's gotten better at that. But the thing is, I think he has a certain package here. He wouldn't get anywhere else. I mean, he loves the city. People adore him. Of course he can move on to Mainz.
Union, if he loves the city. That
for fuck's
would be,
sake.
That would, yeah, that would be...
You would never do that.
Fuck's sake, man, you're amateur.
No.
That would...
It's not harsh enough.
Yeah, that would be the worst.
You should get some audio from the Penguin.
Like, Tuzar moving... to going to Union, that sucked, but you know, that was okay, whatever.
But Tuzar left for 2.2 million, yeah?
Yeah, and we bought him for like 30.
Yeah, but even those 2.2 million is way too much that Union paid, if you look at how he's doing there. He's not doing well. I'm not checking what somebody on a podcast said it, so I'm basically just looking at transcripts and podcasts. That's why I try to sound clever.
Okay.
Well, you had me fooled. It doesn't take very much to fool me, but having said that, but there you go.
Niederlechner indicated after his goal that it might be his last season, which is okay. I mean, he's 35 and he has this dream of going back to 1860 Munich.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. But he said that even though he's probably leaving, you can still identify with the club because he was really living it up after the, was that Ulm? Yeah, the away game in Ulm where he scored the winner in the 86th minute or something like that, where his hair scored the goal basically.
Because I thought he was younger, so okay.
No, he's pretty old.
I mean, yeah, we cannot, how can I say? We cannot say his heart isn't in it. You know, he's trying very hard every time he steps on the pitch. So fair
mostly.
Play. Mostly.
He did this great, great audio when he got a red card.
Oh, yeah.
He said, Scheiß Videobeweis.
Yes.
And I think Hatterbase are using that as a, you know, when they do different chapters, they put little audio.
Oh, yeah.
In the middle, and one is Shell's Videobeweis.
Oh, nice. Maybe I should steal it for this podcast.
And another one is Muskuläre Probleme, because when Rekik was about to leave the team, he was not at practice, so he could talk to whatever club he was going to. I think it was, I'm not sure where he went. It wasn't Arsenal. His brother went to Arsenal.
Yes.
He went somewhere, and then there was a press conference, and the press guy was like, muscular problems. It's like, really, nobody believes it.
Didn't he go back to the Netherlands?
Sevilla. I think Sevilla.
Ah, that's possible.
Something in Spain.
Okay.
Whatever.
All right.
Yeah. So contract situations are really, it's going to be a big rebuild, probably, but depending who's, we'll see. So just Kenny might be leaving, which is pretty sure because he's too expensive. They offered Seevoeg reportedly a new contract.
How can I say? I'm less and less impressed with Seevoeg.
He's trying.
Yeah, but I don't know. Sometimes he gets really bad brain cramps.
Offensively, he's just,
red-carded and things like that.
I mean, yes. For an Ajax player, his technique is not really good. Because
good point.
but he defensively, he's the line. He always jumps into every ball, tries everything.
Yeah.
And you have other people for the other stuff, I would say.
I would go along with that with him. Sometimes he definitely goes a bit nuts and does sort of crazy things for no apparent reason. But most of the time, he's sort of fairly solid.
Do you know his salary? Like, does he earn too much? Or
I think when they extended the contract, they went down in a very meaningful way because he was still from the era before when Hatter had still had money. So
okay.
His contract was very high, but I think they knocked it down.
Took a pay cut. Okay.
Definitely took a pay cut.
Okay, nice.
And there are two players who were rumored to already have signed, but as your document said, but there's no official indication of that.
Okay.
There's a striker from the third league.
And there was another guy from Dortmund, Zwei.
That's already, no, he already signed somewhere else.
That's out. Oh, okay.
It's outdated, yeah. And no, but there's the guy who plays at Ulm, who was really good in the game against Hertha. Fudge, what's his name?
That's not a guarantee of success, though, is it, really? Let's be honest about it.
Yeah, that's true.
But he's pretty big. So we have more... More aerial.
No, it's Hertinio, but we wouldn't want him playing for us, would
we? Nice. Okay, so two people scored, Keller and Dressel. Is that one of them?
Oh, he's a defender. He's a defender.
Oh, okay.
He did well in the game.
Okay.
Why did he
That's
beat
okay.
This?
It's okay.
Center back, 6'5", 6'6" or something like that.
Jesus, okay.
Or at least he's close to 2 meters.
Okay.
So that's a good thing. And then we'll see what happens. I mean, when you say that we are going to miss Reza a lot, but I think we're also going to miss Maza because he has this uncanny ability to just carry the ball, go somewhere, 5 people, la la la, just walk through it. It's really crazy. He's going to the defending champion and cup winner. In the Bundesliga, he's going to play Champions League. So I wish him all the best, even though he's going to a shitty club.
Who can blame him, honestly?
Yeah.
And we also have Prevljak with an expiring contract.
He seems to have a pretty high wage, so he's probably going to be gone.
Okay.
It hasn't really done much.
Yeah. I was going to say...
Not I mean, it's a
who
sign.
Cares that maybe that's harsh, but you know, it's okay.
It's a sign when the new coach comes in and puts somebody from the wing into the center strike position than all the other players who were there.
Yeah, that says a lot.
But we're going to get a new central striker. Then there was this rumor about Tabakovic coming back.
Yes.
But
really? Is there any truth to that?
I read that he has some knee issues nobody knows about, so it's not really. Yeah, but I mean, he also had to go for the money, yeah, for the club, yeah, at least.
Absolutely.
He scored 3 goals, I think, in the entire season. We'll see. It's an interesting summer. You have who's going to stay? Is Reza going to choose his heart over his head? You know, yeah. He would become a legend if he stayed, and then they would get promoted. He would be in line with Marcelinho or something like that. You know,
well, I have a bridge to sell you if you really believe that. I'm not taking anything for granted for next season. Just, you know, don't fuck it up first.
Yeah,
and everything else after that is gravy. You know,
they have to win against the small clubs. That's the matches they are always fucked up. I mean,
yeah.
Be
better at home as well. That's critical. Yeah, I know that I'm being captain obvious, but still, you know, they still have to do it, you know?
Yeah, this was the home, when you were here, the home game, what was it? 2-2 against Preußen Münster or something like that? Preußen Münster?
Possible. I should remember, but...
I can remember.
It was just horrendous stuff they did. But it could have become a good season, even if some chips felt another way. For example, if they won the cup game in the penalties, they might have got a new boost and then could have gone on. Who knows?
Maybe Fiel would still be there.
But it's going to be interesting. So this could happen, and then depending on who leaves, what will Leitl do? Because then he has time to implement changes. Now he just did the. Okay, let's do this so the whole thing doesn't break down, and then let's see what he does next season.
Yeah.
And he was a youth coach. He coached Fabian Reese before, and a few weeks ago he said, I have my favorite coach next to me. I'm very happy, but we can look into the future. Because Reese is from Kiel, then he went to the academy at Gelsenkirchen, didn't make it there, and then he somehow ended up in Fürth. And Leitl was a coach in Fürth, and he got promoted to the Bundesliga with them, and then they went back down.
Oh, okay, I don't think I knew that.
Yeah,
Jesus. Oh, okay.
And everybody's firing their coaches right now in the zweite Bundesliga. Everybody, like Anfang is gone.
Yes,
and Ulm, they came. Okay. I think they got promoted 2 times in a row, and now they fired the guy because he. They might get relegated. Nobody's grateful anymore. Just, okay. Thank you for 2 promotions in a row. Have a nice day.
That's what the money's for.
Yeah.
I'm going to quote Mad Men here, but still, it's true.
Oh, and you wanted to talk about Nike leaving as a topic?
Yes. They released a special edition shirt.
They release shit all the time now. It's they want to make some money.
Yeah, and they are consistent because that shirt looked
It's not that
horrible.
No, it's not that bad.
Oh, it is.
Oh, yeah.
It's different elements from old jerseys. They're going to have Marcelinho at the stadium on Sunday.
Yes.
Promoting it. And the different parts are in the shape of the districts.
Yeah, I didn't know about that part, the last part.
I gap about, but it still looks a bit shit, though.
Of course.
But the problem is the stripes are not quite similar from one jersey to another. So it really looks like,
of course,
shitty.
Frankenstein shirt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's the stripes being almost similar, but not almost identical, but not quite, makes it so much worse.
Yeah, but I mean, 2 weeks ago, they released a black and golden Nike thing, and it only has a golden 1892 on it, and that's the Hertha thing. It's black, and it has Nike Air, and then it looks like some 90s Nike Flight or something, and they put that stuff that has no connection to Hertha whatsoever.
Wow, and it's still like 80 euros or something.
Oh, but the shirts right now, they had them down to 40, the current shirts.
Oh. Okay.
But now I just checked, it's only XL is left. But they're okay. They're trying to make a buck any way they can. There's not too much good stuff being said about Castore, but maybe
we'll
see what happens.
Yeah, I got another bridge to sell you.
What bridge is that?
Well, a shitty one.
I thought it was from a movie.
No. But like the problem is Castore, their shirt, they fall apart and they tear away like nothing, you know.
But the same thing happened to Adidas in the 2016 European Championship.
That's true. But I like to think that they fixed that, Adidas. But
I like to think that Castore seems fixes something.
Insert the bridge line here.
There's a Family Guy episode where he gives him a hurricane. Peter buys something from a guy and he's selling him something like hurricane insurance or something. And then they look at the contract, says he's signing it. I can't believe he's signing it.
Okay.
All right. I thought it was a Harry Kane contract. Yes. You were talking about there for a second.
Harry Kane. Yeah,
for Harry, 1 second. So
I have no... Oh, Harry Kane. Oh, yeah, sorry. I have no clue about... Sometimes I want to look at what's happening in the Zweite Bundesliga, and then I actually click on Erste Bundesliga, and I see, oh, there. I have no clue who's playing anywhere, and...
Same, to be honest.
How about Arsenal? Complaining again.
No. I forgot who said that, and I know that was, you know, obvious. But if you cheer for a club just to expect to win silverware, you're gonna be miserable. It's almost a guarantee, you know. And I know that it's, you know, so they're going to finish second probably to Liverpool, and they lost their first match to PSG on Tuesday. Overall, it's okay. It's okay.
I mean, it could be worse.
Yes. Oh, yes.
They could be Tottenham.
Yes. Yes, they could be. Yeah.
I like the Zweite Liga very much. If it wasn't for the financial stuff, I would just stay there because it's interesting clubs.
It's amazingly tight, isn't it?
Yes.
If you look at the points, I mean, it's like, not a lot of difference.
Two days ago, that's
pretty cool.
Two days ago, there was a thing on Instagram. Which clubs are definitely going to be in the league next season? It was Hertha and Darmstadt. Everybody else can still go up or can still go down.
Jesus.
That's just
wow.
It's interesting.
No, that's cool. And if you compare it to the Premier League, you know, okay, the Liverpool won and the three relegated teams have been known for a week at least. And now they're just, you know, on the beach for the next four games, you know? Yeah. So that's kind of shit. You know? You don't have a cup to play for.
The only interesting thing in the Erste Bundesliga is who's going to make it to the Conference Cup and who's going to go down. That's the only thing that's interesting.
Okay.
And then if some other club wins, it's stupid Leverkusen, Leverkusen is the original sin of German football because they were the first exception to the 50+1. If it hadn't been
they
for them...
They were the first, okay. I didn't
know that. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have Leipzig and all that shit and Hoffenheim. And they never had a club. They just put... Okay, we're a company and we want to have a football team, but there was no club that they joined. I mean, at least Hoffenheim was a club that he went into and then he put up. But they have it's just
what about Wolfsburg?
Wolfsburg is also a car company.
Yes, yeah, but like, wasn't it like they? I thought they did the same thing, and I actually thought they did that before Leverkusen. So okay,
no, Leverkusen was first.
Okay.
And there were two what's the name? Leverkusen?
Bayer?
Yeah, sorry. There were two. There used to be two Bayer teams in the 70s and 80s. One is Uerdingen, and at some point, Bayer left, and I was there once. We played a tournament there, and they were in the sixth league or something like that.
Wow, okay.
Bayer Uddingen.
The things we learn today, Jesus.
Every day is a school day.
Yes.
And how interesting and important for life they are.
Well, I mean, that's my specialty, you know, knowing useless trivia stuff.
Useless stuff.
Yeah, with no life skills almost. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, sometimes stuff helps. So we have a coach who's going to stay. We have some shakeup in the dings, in the board. There might be some, there are talks with people who come in. Somebody has to come in. Oh, Zecke was already, even if he hadn't left, he would have split his position in two or something because he had two very different positions. Oh, okay. I want to give him his flowers. He was really important for the young players, even though the academy kind of went downhill since he came. But there would have been no extension from Maza without Zecke.
Okay.
Because he's really good with the young people and he's a nice guy, but I think he wasn't right for the position.
But about the academy, I saw, I think yesterday or 2 days ago, apparently we lost two really good players. I forgot their names.
But, would be helpful if you told me the names.
Yeah. Ah, Jesus.
I mean, they always lose players. Okay. Leipzig, Bayern, they all come running when they're 13 years old and try to get them away with their parents getting jobs and stuff like that.
That's true.
But we lost Thomas Broich, who was really good, and he worked on a general uniform concept for all the teams. That's something they never had before. So right now, actually, Leitl is not the right coach because they all play 4-3-3. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't play 4-3-3, but some really good people left when Zecke was in charge. I mean, the one coach, the under 19 coach, he just won the championship with the academy of Man City.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
by a bigger margin than in the years before. Of course, they had shitloads of money, but he did perform better than the other people, and we could have had him as a coach. It would have been very interesting, thing in the future. We'll see.
I got the two names.
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought you were giving me anagrams again. So
No. Only when we sign new people and it's official, then I'll break out the anagram machine again.
I hope they don't sign anybody.
Okay, so midfielder Tampierre Ecken, 16 years old, goes to Köln. No, doesn't ring a bell. Okay. And the other one, Fakuman Kuruma?
No.
Okay.
I haven't even read the names.
Okay.
So,
perfect.
You always awesome. Lose. I mean, you can't put, it's not unrealistic to put every player into the team. And we have a pretty, pretty good local player ratio right now.
Yes, that's true.
I mean, we have Martin Winkler has signed till 27. Dada has just really, Gechter is doing really well. He scored a goal last match.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there was a YouTube channel. I think it's owned by one of the public broadcasting services in Germany, and they did like a home story with him, and his hairdresser is right down the street from me. I was like, what's he doing there? And he went to this guy, so, interesting.
Was it like a RBB or
no, it's some part of RID.
Okay,
I can send you the link if you're interested, but it's just him, how his day goes, and then where he eats, and he goes to a cafe where he hangs out, and the guy talks to him, and then he goes to this place, and it's right next to my train station. It's like one of these Arab hairdressers, and okay, and then he walks out, and the guy comes up and says, "Hey, do you have some money? I just got out of jail. I don't have any money. Here you go, but please, that was not scripted. I just gave him the money." Okay, and he just—he's a pretty clever guy, you know. He's not he says some things, he's thinking about he made a really good impression in that.
Okay,
that's what I say. Good. Oh, Leistner is gonna probably stay for another year. Yeah we can talk. I can do more research on that for next week,
next episode. Hopefully not 6 months from now.
I'm just wondering how we're gonna contact Steve.
Well,
because we all left X, and the most important part of the episode is coming up. Shout out to Steve.
Yes.
It's Simon's turn.
To do what?
Shout out to Steve is our new most important section. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. We talked about the Patrick's contribution. New shirt looks like shit.
Mm-hmm.
Got that covered.
Yes.
And any more aspects from you guys about the season?
You mentioned, looking for three things.
So it could be negative.
Yeah. Three. Yes. A new coach is definitely one of them.
Was it a good season? Like I always put in, though, the level of support at home and the attendance figures.
And away.
At home.
And away.
Probably, I can't speak about that personally, but at home, the number of people and the level of support from the Oskurma, bear in mind how mediocre at best we've been, is nothing short of remarkable, I would say.
That's true. Yeah. Absolutely true.
Previous occasions being in this Vital League and sort of being there, and there's been like about 35,000 or so.
We had 35,000 in the Bundesliga when they played Augsburg or something like that. So now we are around, last match was 60, right?
Yeah, I think it's 60, 61, something like that.
Yeah, but then you have 15,000 people from Magdeburg, but still pretty good. And the away tickets.
There's a lot of people to have at a stadium. There's a shed load of clubs that couldn't accommodate that number of people, so...
Oh, I looked at a football ref. I looked at a table, and I looked to list the attendance. And one attendance was 10,000. There was a way, I think, in Ulm or something like that. All these really Elversberg have really, really small stadiums. It's really, away tickets sell out in seconds. If you're if some make it to the free market, they're gone in. You have to be there in the second it happens.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think if you have connections, you can always get a ticket, but it's hard. I haven't even tried so far.
Yeah, we had aspirations of going to the Braunschweig game, I think it was, way back, but we didn't get anywhere near any tickets, so scratch that idea. Because we were hoping to be able to be in town for a home game and then go off to Braunschweig for the away, but didn't happen, unfortunately.
Jesus. All right.
57 minutes. Boom.
Yes. Yes. So that's it. I think we can call that a show.
Yeah.
Unless there is something else, but minus 1 hour is ideal.
It's a record.
I don't know if it is, but it might be for the past couple of years.
I think there was one where Simon was alone and he did 20 minutes, but he was alone. So who are you going to talk to? Hey, Simon. Yeah, Simon. How are you doing? Oh, it was kind of nice.
Yeah, I can talk to your alter
ego. I think years ago about the numbers of people in the Olympiastadion, and that was by myself. I remember sort of doing that one. Sculpted in another room here.
Yeah,
right.
But I hope we can get back to this. We used to have the fortnight rhythm, because we always recorded in person after the home match. At Simon's on my house,
maybe that would be better if you could do that thing. Really,
and then we don't have to have to cram 20 games into half of 1 hour.
So just to double check the RSS feed, that's all under control. We don't have to worry about
we'll see. I mean, it worked last time.
Okay, good.
I basically just upload it into the WordPress and it should be there.
Okay.
And awesome. If it doesn't work, then we have Marcus. We can ask if you can help us.
Good old Marcus. Okay.
All right. Okay. So, any final words?
Final words.
Yes.
More light.
Yes. Yeah, it's coming.
Go on. Ask one question that Jan might know the answer to. Is there going to be a fan march before the Hanover game, do you know?
I don't think so, but I'm not sure. What they've been doing in the past few games, they have just been lighting fireworks in the parking lot. It happened when I was going in. I always go in early for the Karlsruhe game, and it also happened at the Magdeburg match at some point. But I'm not sure.
I've seen some of that. The fan march is quite fun if it happens.
They didn't have one for the Karlsruhe match.
I just think it gets the last home game of the season. They quite often do it.
Have they? Then. Did they do one last season?
I can't remember.
I mean, the last one I remember. I mean, okay, there was a march when Kai died, which is not bad.
Oh, that was very.
There was a fan march last season because I was just getting in before the people all came around the corner, and it can't be. Couldn't have been the match after Kai died because I wasn't there. So there must have been one. I can check and get back to you.
Yeah. I mean, Joel might be interested in that, but it might be difficult with his special event.
With limo service and everything.
And a butler and personalized the entrance.
How do you call these things in English where emperors were carried around by four people?
In a little sedan chair.
Yeah. In German, it's a Senfte, which sounds like Sanft, which is soft. I don't know.
All right. Okay, so on this note, before we
get into
go off track.
The history.
Into further chaos.
Yes, exactly. All right, so Jan and Simon, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And we will be back hopefully next week or soon thereafter with a full house. And until then, AOE.
Have a
day. Thanks. Cheers.
Cheers.
Hi, my name is Salomon Kalou, and keep listening to the Dimension Football Podcast.